Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes feeling like I found a purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes feeling like I found a purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going.
You and the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
We just over here just talking about everything, a lot going on. Football's been interesting today.
Mm-hmm.
You know. College football.
College football has been great.
We just been talking about some basketball, but so
basketball
let me just,
has been awesome. You got the MLB news. It's a lot of good stuff going on.
It is, man.
Yeah, we got to start off NBA. Just breaking news. I brought it to Chris's attention. New York Knicks blown out at Madison Square Garden by 41 points by the Boston Celtics.
Damn.
By the Boston Celtics with no Rondo. Drop 41.
I had to pull this up right now.
One person on the Knicks had more than 5 rebounds. Who was it?
I'm gonna look.
Felton, dud, put up a donut. Iman Shumpert put up a donut. Bargnani, aka Mr. Steve Novak, had 2 points. They were terrible. So very terrible showing. I know a lot of people will want to blame Mike Woodson. You can't blame Mike Woodson for the energy and the effort put on the court, because good Lord.
After two, they had two solid wins. They didn't beat really anybody. No, I mean, they kicked the Brooklyn's ass.
What an accomplishment.
And then, I think it was Milwaukee. Who's below them.
Thought they turned the corner. It was all like, right. All right, nope.
You got that home win, and then, goddamn. Shit.
41 points.
Damn, I'm just looking at it. Yeah, Andre Bargnani, 1-7, 2 points, 3 boards. Melo, 5-15. Mm. At least went to the line 8-10 times.
And had how many assists?
Uno.
Thank you.
5 boards. Damn, 19 points. Raymond Felton, 0-6.
Ugh.
2 assists.
Ugh.
Didn't even get to the line.
Ugh.
Iman Shumpert 0-6, 0-4 from 3, 2 boards. That's the,
For you Knicks fans out there, like, seriously, you have reason to be up in arms and pissed off and upset.
They started Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yes. They might as well do something to try to get a spark, and it's back to the drawing board again, because that clearly didn't work. He went small, and that was not the best option.
Hey, look, you got Mari Stoudemire, 5-7, 7-10 from the free throw, 17 points.
Hey.
Only 2 boards, but you know, that's to be expected. Metaworld Peace, 5-10. 12.
The Knicks are horrible.
Oh, and the how do we forget J.R. Smith?
We're missing
1-5.
Oh, okay. What his brother
didn't even take a 3.
What his brother put up.
Shit. Nothing on this stat sheet, not even a damn name.
Thank you very much. That just proved my point. He didn't even get named. That's sad. All right. Well, I'm just sorry. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But
no, we got to. No, we was going. They was on the list. I mean,
hey man,
is it time? I mean, I've heard him say that. You know, we the laughing stock of the league. This shit is embarrassing.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's time
a thousand times.
Shit mellow.
Yes, trade his ass before you get nothing. He going to pull a Dwight Howard on y'all and be gone for nothing. Trade his ass so you get something for him. Get some young pieces, something. I don't care what you do. Trade him. Throw the season in the tank. Get you Andrew Wiggins. Get you one of these premium prospects. We all know there's a conspiracy theory when it comes to the bouncing balls of the draft. And if they happen to be a top 5 pick, We all know the ball is going to tend to bounce towards New York's way. They ain't get an Andrew Wiggins or, you know, whoever they want to get out of the college freshman and move on. Because at this point, they are the laughingstock of the league, along with the other team in New York and Brooklyn. They're both the laughingstocks of the league. It's a sideshow at this point. They're equivalent to basically varsity teams playing against college teams right now. It's sad. It really is. It's sad, and it's horrible because, I mean, you look, last year they were making a playoff run and, you know, had things going for them, had 50-plus wins, and you're like, okay, they're building something.
They were a three-point shooting team. That was their identity.
All of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
Tyson Chandler got hurt,
and I guess he was the key for everything because everything fell apart once he got hurt.
Well, I think part of it is, one, you're – I know supposedly they say Carmelo got the – he has one of the captain joints, but he – you got rid of really a lot of the veterans on the team. I think Jason Kidd and Chandler were the leaders of that squad.
No question.
You know, Chandler's not there, which – on a team that really doesn't have any other defensive players.
Jason Kidd is coaching the other New York team.
We're going to speak on him. But I'll say it's the same situation that happens every year. It's the superstar free agent is not happy. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. You want to get something for him. Well, who wants to play, let's rent a superstar?
It's kind of funny though, and ironic in a sense that these superstars are on sorry ass teams or teams that are very mediocre. You being the superstar, shouldn't you be the one who's uplifting this team and making them better? I'm just saying that's just my perspective of it. I mean,
well, there's only a few guys like that.
I mean, well, look. I mean, you gotta look. I look at it like a dude like a DeMarcus Cousins. Who, granted, he has his issues and, you know, his maturity was questioned.
He has superstar potential.
He's averaging 20 and 10 this year. He's on the cusp. He's in there for the long haul. The same with John Wall. I mean, he's basically breaking out into a superstar at this point. And he signed. He's in there for the long haul. So, I mean, even with Kevin Love. I mean, you look at these guys who are with teams who are terrible. But like a Kevin Love, work with their teams. Their teams make moves. You're able to turn it around. Even a Kevin Durant, when he signed, they weren't all that great yet. But it was like, okay, they're building something. And it's the same with all these teams.
I'll explain it to you. I'll tell you exactly.
They got Dwight Howard who's bitching.
No, but I'll tell you the exact reason. Mm-hmm. All the guys you mentioned about the guys who were staying there, that was their first contract after their rookie. All of them do. Like now LeBron James, Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, Carmelo. These are all dudes that at that first spot, or the team is going to offer them all the money after their rookie contract. You get the nice five-year extension. Once that's up and you giving 7-8 years to a franchise who sucks, or basically the franchise has not had any success, you're a superstar player. You know, Carmelo Anthony. You only got out the playoff one. You know, the first round, is it best to just bolt? Denver went through it. They were like, nope. You know, he signed that extension. He was there like eight years. Same thing with LeBron. Didn't have a win. He was like, I don't want to be here no more. I want to go to New York. We already went through that whole James Dolan said, fuck it, I'm going to just throw away everything just to get you instead of just making your ass take a little less to come. You know, now, like Dwight Howard, who's going to want to take him on for half a season, knowing if you suck, he ain't coming?
No, I understand. I mean, you hold the franchise hostage. So, I mean, it's if New York's smart, they'll do what Utah did and just flip his butt unexpectedly. It's like, whop, he's gone.
They're going to wait for him. He ain't picking where he want to go.
No, we're just going to flip him. We're just going to flip him. Whoever's willing to take it and give us the best offer, we flipping him, period. That's what I would do.
Nah, I feel you. But, yeah, I think they'll look at it toward the end of the season or at least around the trade deadline. It has to be an option.
Yep.
But
got to think about it.
Yep. And now with the Nets, Lawrence Frank no longer on the bench.
He's the report guy.
All right, sending your ass up. You tell us, but don't sit down here. He's like, damn. Like, he's the actual, like, assistant head coach is now not going to be on the court?
Yeah, like, he's been regulated to doing daily reports and all that. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? That's just a slap in the face and embarrassing. Just let the man go.
See?
Man. If that's the case, just release him. Yeah. Or just have him, quote, unquote, resign from his position for the PR reasons and all that. And just leave it as is.
It's early. People don't want to have that Mike Brown look where you just 20 games in, you just like, abrupt change.
Me personally, I'm not sure what to think about this. I know I've heard people who are on the side of Jason Kidd are like, well, he's giving him a leash and all this and that. I'm like, look, understandable, but at the same time, Lawrence Frank is a guy who has been a coach in this league for years. He has the experience. He knows what to do. He has won. Not championship-wise, but he has been to the playoffs and has playoff experience as a head coach. Jason Kidd is a novice, does not really know what he's doing, per se. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
And I know he said it's a quote-unquote difference of philosophies, but I'm like, well, if your philosophy ain't working too well, shouldn't you kind of shift over and maybe see if his will work a little bit better? I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
I feel you.
So, whatever it may be, Jason Kidd is already looking bad as him as a head coach. It's looking like a terrible move already. Looking like they probably should have hired Lionel Hollins, what
Thank
they
you.
Should have done
Thank you.
From the beginning.
Thinking the same thing.
It was right there for the picking. It was like, all right, cool. We got a coach, Western Conference experience. He built Memphis from nothing to something.
Yeah, made him that playoff
junior. I'm like, you give him quality veterans. He knows what to do. He probably has their respect and all that stuff already. I'm like, with Jason Kidd, we didn't know what to expect.
Dude, he just, the year prior, he was rocking a jersey. I was like, this isn't like Mark Jackson where he just was like, I'm going to do something else or you're just gone for like 5 years.
Yeah, Mark Jackson was out for a while.
Yeah.
Doing commentary work and all that for
a long time. Like Jeff Hornacek. I know he wasn't, but Jeff Hornacek been retired for a minute.
For a while, yeah.
But like the year after, like, come on. And you spent all this money. You want to win now. Why did you get a head coach who has no fucking experience? Like none. Like
exactly.
He doesn't have any championship experience. He has zero fucking experience when it comes to coaching. And you want him to coach vets. If they hired him to coach the Kings, Phoenix, some butt ass
Charlotte or something,
Utah,
yeah, exactly.
All right, you get him, let him get his feet wet. No expectations. You expect him to coach a damn almost $200 million
playoff championship caliber quote unquote team.
Well, your best young player, you got one in Brooke Lopez, mm-hmm. who should be your damn go to option, but. Mm-hmm.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Good luck. I hope you don't get fired after the year over. I'm serious. Serious. Of course, today, Kobe Black Mamba Bryant will be returning.
Him, as is known on the radio stations out here in L.A. Him is coming. Him. Downstairs.
Put your flags on your cars, Laker fans. It's on. Playoffs. Championship.
Every time I hear that, I'm on that Bernie Mac. God rest his soul. Who the fuck is him? Like, he ain't got no name. Him downstairs.
You know, he's supposed to get limited early, which means he'll have limited minutes.
Yeah, right.
The first couple
games. Yeah, okay. I'll see you. I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, he has talked a lot of cautiousness and all that, so which is new for me, because Kobe is just like, I'm just 100% go all the time.
I do what I want.
Right. So the fact that he's really kind of slowed it back and kind of at least is like, hey, I have to be real with this shit. I want to see what's going to happen. I'm going to go in assuming maybe he'll slow up and like maybe by game 5 or 6 start jacking it up. No, I would like to see the Kobe Bryant get 10 assists guy, you know, early on, and then he'll go back to all right, I'm tired of passing. 36 a game. Let's go. 42 minutes.
Look, we all know he wants to be number one all time in scoring. As well as win his sixth title. We all know that's what he wants.
He's close to Pastor Jordan.
That's what he wants. He wants that number one spot. And he wants that sixth ring to tie Jordan. That's what he needs to do before he close out his career. And he's going to try to do it. And I mean, now with this team he has here, he got the green light. He can shoot as much as he freaking wants because there ain't nobody really else to get a ball to.
Right.
You know, we all know if he give it to Nick Young, he ain't getting it back. So I'm sure he's going to avoid passing it to him at times. And then you got Powell, who, in my opinion, personally, I think is going to be traded before the trade deadline.
Okay.
They have Jordan Hill. Yes. So they have an up-and-coming dude. Chris Kaman is hurt right now. But you see they have inserted Robert Sacre into the starting lineup at this point. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But I think he will be traded before the deadline's over. We all know he's probably not going to get re-signed. So I feel they're probably like, well, we might as well get something for him, you know, as opposed to just losing him for nothing. So I'm sure he'll be traded before the deadline's over. And they Kobe make, just shoot it 25 times, 30 times a game, whatever.
The Lakers would take him as basically Chris Bosh.
Yep.
You the third guy and don't expect much and do this and that. I'm serious, but I, you know, he's worth more. And he needs to be in an offense that's has better ball movement. But I will admit he hasn't looked that great at times this season. He is older,
and I mean I said it last year he's starting to get on his last legs. But I mean he's still a good player. But the offense does not fit him.
No, if he can be the number three on a team that actually moves the ball, he'd be
especially
nice.
Now he's playing the four. Again, it's like, are you kidding? Didn't we already go through this?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's at the four again. Like,
take less money, come to the Spurs, nigga.
Come to the Bulls.
We'll take him.
Start you at center, slide over to four. Holla. Eating him.
What else we got? You know what? We give him some respect. We haven't really talked about the Heat that much this season because, you know, I'm a little bitter.
Well, I mean, look, they've been cruising.
Yeah, they have been. This is what happens when you've been to the finals three fucking straight years.
Who cares
years.
About your regular season Jesus. Accomplishments right. anymore? Unless you are breaking the record of the Bulls of 72 wins, nobody gives a damn anymore.
We've had that. We've heard that the last three damn years. Nobody I'm so cares. Damn happy I didn't hear that coming in. The last year. Oh, they're going to get 72 wins.
I'm like, oh, no, they're not.
They're like, all right.
All right, we're done.
Right.
Can we just move on?
Now it's just, okay. They favored it, but that's about
it.
I mean, yeah, you've made it to the point where getting home court advantage throughout is great, but it's not.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like the Pacers, yes. And the Pacers like are sniffing it. They can taste it.
They're like, we want that home court. We want that home court.
You go.
We need it.
You go focus, and they are. They looking hot. Kick my team ass. But you know, I heard they lost like 11 straight in San Antonio. So I was like.
They were due.
They were due for one that's well, yeah, I mean, LeBron James, I mean, if he ends up shooting 60% from the field.
He's going to win the MVP again this year. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's been rolling.
I'm not ready to give
him He's
that.
Been rolling. I mean, I will say, Paul George is up there. If Indy gets the number one seed, yes, I would say you got to give to Paul George. You have to.
They get home court throughout.
You got to give it to Paul George.
He will be in very high consideration. If they win and he's.
If they have the best record, if they get the best record
in
the league.
Like at some point, like what happens if like March and April, all of a sudden Roy Hibbert just starts going nuts and that puts him up. Then I can't be like, well, Paul George gets it.
He's been doing it all season. But, well, I mean,
Kevin Durant has stepped his game up even more.
Yes, but I will say, but.
Okay.
In their division. They are fighting hard with Portland right
yes,
now.
Yes, man.
Who I thought was going to bounce back this year and have a much better season.
I didn't expect this. I expected to challenge Oklahoma City for that division. Like that.
I did because, I mean, looking at their team, they have a very good team. Last year, they had injuries up to yin-yang. Mm-hmm. Now you look at their team. They're deep, man. You got Aldridge. You got Batum. You had Lillard. Now we got Wesley Matthews who's back, who was hurt last year.
And that year they were actually.
Now you added Mo Williams off the bench. You got Leonard, your rookie backup center. Then you added Robin Lopez to start the center. So I mean,
you got that rookie that they picked that was hurt. I can't think of his name.
Forget his name.
But it was like McCollum. CJ McCollum.
CJ McCollum.
Yeah, he was expected to do much, and he's hurt. I mean. No, but that Mo Williams pickup was beautiful. I was like, that is a great pickup to have. And, yeah, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, niggas done forgot about him. And it's like, oh, LaMarcus Aldridge. It's like, he's been a top three power forward in the league. His team just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But, you know, Damian Lillard comes in who was looking bomb. Coming in with some great poise and confidence. And it's just exactly what needed to go to with LaMarcus Aldridge.
And Nicholas Batum is the X factor, man. Because he's a potential triple-double every night.
Spurs are trying hard to get him.
I mean, I'm sure everybody in the league trying to get him.
Come with your road dog, Tony Parker.
Man. That's why you got to give these Europeans time to adjust and all that stuff, man. They can pan out.
No, but Portland is pushing. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if Oklahoma City does not, if Portland has a better record, Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant may not get it. No. But I mean, let's be honest, Kobe only got, what, one MVP? It don't matter if he like, well, circumstances just make it difficult. He's going
to
be like,
give it to LeBron. Just give it to him. Why not?
Yeah, no. That's just because right now the East so damn butt. But no, if they finish like second or third in the league overall, I'm like, yeah, I ain't giving it to you.
Yeah,
deserves it. Like, somebody else has like, if Paul Jordan, I would give it because he would make a huge leap. That's what that argument about with Derrick Rose. I was like, Derrick Rose between that second year that they lost in the first round and them going to the conference finals, that year he won, he made a huge leap from that year. When it was like, oh, can he really shoot a jump? All of a sudden, it was like, this nigga's popping threes. And all of a sudden, this team got the best record in the damn league. Oh, yes. No, he doesn't have the greatest percentage. But I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
And you talking about this three of Miami Heat and only one of him, and he got the better fucking record? Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't like all that hate. Like, dude's a beast. Which I know you like,
wish he was playing right now, but it's all good. But yeah, the East is horrendous this year. I mean, you got the Western Conference pretty much clowning them. Like, dude, I wish I was in the East right now. We'd be stomping cats.
Laker fans like that.
But I mean, that goes to show the talent shift. I mean, all the talent's in the West. Not all the talent, of course, but I mean, a lot of the talent is in the West, which is why it'd be nice for some of these cats during free agency to come back East. Like, come East. But I mean, you have your moments, and you have those times where the East is dominant, and then you have your times where the West is dominant. It sways back and forth.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, like, the East got, basically the top five power forwards.
Jordan won three rings three times in a row. Twice.
You know, when he had the battle, the East was hard as hell to get in. And then once he won, it was like,
I mean, the East back in the day was hard.
Yeah.
It was basically how it is now.
Yeah, it felt like the Lakers was just always there. But it was like, whoever come out the East, like, shit.
Like, you got Larry Bird, Dominique Wilkins, Jordan, Detroit Pistons. They were deep.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the shift has come. And, I mean, now the West is just super deep. And the East is just, they got some teams, but whatever.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the damn squads. You just like, fuck it. Like, Marcus Aldridge, Lillard, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Ty Lawson, Kevin Love, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, fucking Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kobe Bryant,
DeMarcus Cousins,
Tony Parker, Dwight Howard, James Harden, Dirk, Anthony Davis. Then you got Zang Randolph, Mike Conley. All them dudes just
keep
going.
You can just keep going. And then you go to the East. It's like, okay, you got LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh.
You got all them.
That's one team.
John Wall.
You have Derrick Rose, who's hurt.
Right. But you got Indiana. You got Paul George.
You got Paul George, Roy Hibbert. David West, right. Pretty good.
Ray Monroe, yeah. Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Like, same you got Rudy Gay.
You got Carmelo.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
But I mean, yeah, seriously. Look at the dip in talent. I mean, seriously. It's not even fair right now. So, I mean, clearly, all the talent is in the West at this point, which is why all these young underclassmen from college basketball just come out, all of them going to the East. I forgot about Rajon Rondo, who's hurt us also.
Mm-hmm. They're just deep. They come God damn.
There ain't one person on Philadelphia who is just like, There's so many teams like that in the East where it's like, who's on the team? Who's on Milwaukee?
Because you had that game, so you got to see the potential with Oladipo and
Mel Carter Williams, where they both put up triple doubles. And I wish I watched that game. Them niggas put up some sick numbers.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yes, that Raw, they're young.
Exactly. They're young.
So it's like all development.
Yep. So, ugh.
I mean, come on, that's what I'm saying. You got 10 teams. That's why I always talk about the West. It's like the West go at least 10 deep.
Always.
Every, you know, because the last thing is like you need to win almost 50 games to make sure you get in.
And the East has how many teams above 500?
I think, what,
three? Two.
Yeah, I got three now. Atlanta.
Oh, God,
that's what I'm talking about. Atlanta is third. I mean, Atlanta got, and Atlanta has some nice pieces. Shout out to Kyle Korver. 90 consecutive games with a three-pointer. Damn.
God, I wish the Bulls would have kept him. I wish the Bulls would have kept him, man. Place. Yeah, that was the only issue.
I'm mad, but yes. I'm like, damn, that is a lot.
That's a lot of games.
That's a season and
that's
some
a
change.
Season. Yeah, it's a season and some change. Like, golly, clearly he is arguably the best shooter in the league. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
90 straight games making
for
a three.
Three-pointers.
That's insane. That's ridiculous. We'll and the scary thing is he's about to keep going.
Right.
He's gonna hit 100-something odd games.
Yeah, we'll see if the Splash Brothers can do something about that.
Good Lord.
But I mean, this. Hey, make a living.
I'm waiting for him now to get to 150.
Yeah, teach your kid to shoot a damn jumper. Right. You might not be able to do. If you can hit a three consistently, you gonna get.
Yeah,
find a
you'll
job.
Find a spot. They will find a spot
shit.
For you. Cause.
Jason
and I mean, hey, he's
that paid contract.
He's up to he's up this game though. He's better than just a 3-point shooter. He can actually play. So he's a good dude. So
because I mean, I'm looking at this joint with Mark Cabot. With Mark Cuban talking about happy not to be in the Nets position. I was like, that's exactly what he didn't want to be.
Exactly. You know, that's why he didn't throw all that money. That's why he didn't want to give Tyson Chandler that. What a 1 year, $20 million contract or something? Like, get the hell out of here with that.
For like $12 million, and they were like, Knicks was like, we're going to offer 15. It was like, peace.
And then Darren Williams chose Brooklyn. Brooklyn over him,
yeah,
which is fine.
It almost worked out. Mm-hmm. That dude has not been healthy. And Calderon has been solid for him.
And then you swung out on Dwight Howard. But I mean, Monte Ellis has been balling.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was bound for a bounce back season.
Made that big game winning shot against Portland.
Mm. And then you got Jose Calderon, who's done a good job at point guard. Dirk looks like Dirk again.
Mm-hmm.
Dallin Burks has been solid. So, I mean, they have a pretty good team. They're in the mix. So, I mean, hey, look out for Dallas.
They're getting back in the playoffs.
Exactly.
The Nets are stuck. We're talking about them veteran team. They stuck. Because the one person I will take from them, of course, is Brook Lopez. Give me Brook Lopez.
That's it.
But nobody wants KG.
No.
I mean, that's why with the Celtics shit, that's why they wanted to trade Paul Pierce so they could actually get something for that $15 million instead of just having to pay him.
Oh,
they knew it. They knew it. I get it. You could tell like they're on their last leg and they want to go out swinging. Okay, we'll go somewhere else.
Yep.
And they just struggling there. And Joe Johnson was a damn waste of money.
Overpaid.
If his ass, if I hear like 10 years from now that nigga is broke, I'm clowning the fuck out of him. Like, dude, you got grossly overpaid. They paid you. I ain't mad at you. They paid you.
They paid me.
There should be no reason why you.
Your kids should be having money.
Don't be Allen Iverson and Antoine Walker. We ran out of money. Like, the fuck? Come on. And you live in Atlanta? Ain't
right.
That shit is mad expensive?
You could get a mansion for less than a mil. Kidding me? There ain't no way you should be broke, sir. Ain't no way you should be broke.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. That's funny.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk some NFL, some college football, football all around.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
back, everybody, to the Brothers Lamus Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to chime in on anything we got to say, give your opinion, rep your teams, any of that stuff, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And all of that is brothers with a plural and then layman. And like, just y'all be thinking of layman brothers, you just flip the words and there you go.
Yeah, sir. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, any advice y'all may seek, any criticisms y'all may have, any joints y'all might want to hear, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish to us, gladly take it and do something with it. So hit us up.
Yeah, we just want to talk to the listeners, see what y'all thinking.
Dig, for sure.
Hey, so we just watched the end of this Niner game. You know, so I know everybody going to be feeling good about Mr. Kaepernick. You know, I know, shout out to Rashani and Enrique from Downtown Black and Brown. I know y'all Seahawks taking this L.
Oh.
You know, I know you're a little frustrating.
Tied with Denver now for that best record in the league. Let's go, son.
Meanwhile, Mr. KJ from Enlighten My Mind. What's up, y'all in the village? I know he feeling great. Needed this win. It was almost like a must win from.
Exactly.
Frisco needed that win, man. I mean, they trying to make sure they lock onto that wild card and even try to push them to try to win that division.
Definitely, because it's close, tight, and Arizona's in the mix. Frisco definitely needs that win and not fall behind them. Seattle, of course, is clearly probably going to win the division.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Their defense, but I mean, it was a tough game. Very defensive-minded game, close to the last minute. Frisco was able to pull out a last-minute field goal to seal the victory and a last-minute interception when Seattle tried to bounce to bring bounce back. So,
but, hey, look like the player of the game, Frank Gore, 17 carries, 110 yards. I mean, going into the game, it was all about can they run the ball. This is a Frank Gore evening.
Yes, it is. Give him the rock. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. My gut told me to play him in my fantasy league. He didn't let me down.
Man. So I know we've been talking, so I'm going to let you vent about your squad. Vent, I guess, in a good way. Go ahead and talk your shit.
51 points. What can I say? 51 points. We finna go 14-2, demolishing everybody in our way. I know we lost Eric Decker today to a concussion.
Oh, shit.
He will be fine. He will be ready for the playoffs. If need be, we'll just hold him out until then. That's what I say. Hold that fool out till he's needed. So we'll see what happens, but clearly we're going to win that division. Clearly we're going to win that AFC. I mean, what can I say? 51 points. And, of course, we ain't going to get no love tomorrow on First Take or nothing. Everybody going to talk about the Patriots or San Francisco and how great Kaepernick is or how bad RG3 is. But, of course, Denver just dropped, you know, 51 points. Peyton Manning throws for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Oh, it's just another day at the office. You know, who cares? He about to break Tom Brady's record for most touchdown passes in the season. He about to break the record for most passing yards in the season. Clearly about to win another MVP award. Oh, but it doesn't matter because why is Peyton Manning? He does it all the time. It's boring.
Well,
whatever.
It's going to be talking now because, I mean, y'all are 12-2, clinched the playoff spot.
What can I say? Ain't many
games left.
What can I say?
Two more games left. It's about the time where they're going to start. You know why they'll talk about y'all? Because it's 3 games left and it's close to talk. It's who's the MVP time.
We just dropped 50 points.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody dropping 50 points in the league. We are just consistently dropping 40, 50 points on cats. Who had touchdowns today? Everybody. Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker, Monty Ball, Knowshon Moreno all had touchdowns. Pick your poison. We can kill them always. And Von Miller had a sack just to throw that in for good measure. Let's go, son. Killing them. I'm done. San Diego finna get drilled on Thursday. Who else we play? The Raiders? Okay. And I think we play the Texans again at some point. Demolishing everybody in our path, son. We about to drop 50 again at some point. So, you know, just another day in the office. I'll be checking in First Take tomorrow to see if they mention them. Oh, probably
yeah.
Not.
That's right. Oh, yeah, y'all 11-2, my bad, not 12-2. But, yeah.
Probably not.
On your heels is New England. Questionable call.
BS call is what that was. BS call. If you all saw it, all y'all know that was nonsense. That was pure nonsense.
That was a bullshit call.
That was nonsense.
Come on. I tell you, I don't know what it is this season, but for some reason, it seemed like the New England Patriots have been in these, a lot of them, these late game, under 2 minutes, interference call, touchdown kind of thing.
Yep.
And it kind of has that star player mentality where they always get the call. And then last week when they didn't get the call, it was like, oh, man, we're getting robbed. Like, you always get the call. So
they
when you don't get one,
getting the call.
You act like, oh, how come we didn't get it? Because that's how the shit worked.
Yeah.
Except for y'all.
But, I mean, you
bullshit.
Know, I'll give credit to Tom Brady. They came back. They were down in the first half. Came back, did their thing. Shane Vereen. What?
Man,
I got him on my league too. Yes, I just got everybody.
So do I.
If you got him, I know you was loving it today. But Gronk, the big news.
Yeah.
Gronk out, probably. It's more than likely looking like it's a torn ACL. I don't know if they fully confirmed it yet, but that is the word, torn ACL. And if that's the case, God, man, the brother can't stay healthy. Now we got injury questions about him. Will he be the same? We don't know, so, you know, it's unfortunate, and now he probably won't be back until, it's sad to say, but since it's later in the season, there's a possibility he's clearly going to miss the rest of this season. There's a chance he may miss all of next season.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, because we all know it takes time to come back from these ACL tears, especially, you know, the mental portion of it, so... It's going to take him some time, more than a year probably, to get back, especially with toll he's taking physically with all the injuries. So it's
so
sad, man.
So does he get the injury prone tag now?
Yep.
It's official.
Yep. He was injured coming out when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got all these surgeries on his forearm, and now he's torn his ACL. Yes, he is injury prone. He is Danny Amendola at tight end. He is hurt all the time now.
Yeah, that shit is going to hurt. That shit's really going to hurt New England. Because clearly, we can get all hype and talking about how great they are and they always win. But these are a lot. You know what? Seattle was going through this same shit.
Yep.
Pulling games out. They look like they're going to lose. And then it's, well, I don't know. Can they really do it? I'm not sure. But when it's, of course, it's Tom Brady. Oh, they just win. That's all they do. They just win. Even when they down. I'm like, they down a fucking lot.
And now he going to get all... If they end up, you know, just behind Denver as far as wins, of course it's gonna be like, well, should we give it to Tom Brady for MVP? I'm like, you better not give Tom Brady the MVP. He ain't got no weapons. Whose fault is that? That is not my fault. I'm sorry, but if Peyton Manning comes in and breaks all these records,
oh, if he gets hired, if he
there's no way.
Because Tom Brady won when he got 50.
Yes, so and if he get 51 plus, there's no way you cannot give Peyton Manning MVP.
Well, I think he's going to get off the strength of he was second last year and is putting up a better season.
For that reason alone, he should get it. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, he's putting up stupid numbers this year. This is Madden-type crap he's doing. It's ridiculous. He has to get it. But Tom Brady, I will say, they've had the injury bug all season, and they've done well. They've done what they've had to do. It's been a next man up philosophy. Next person comes in, does their job. So it's going to be very hard to replace Gronk. But so we will see. It was a tough task today. But they pulled it out thanks to the referees.
Yeah, I hate that shit. And then this Baltimore-Minnesota game.
That was awesome. That
7-3
was an awesome game.
Late, and all of a sudden, it just was like points.
Yeah,
points,
it was boring. And then it was just like, all right, let's get this over with. Oh, touchdown. And it was like, all right, kickoff. Kickoff return, touchdown. It was just like, okay, touchdown. It's like, okay, what's going on here? Then another touchdown. You're just like, what the hell's going on here?
Baltimore kick return back. Oh, touchdown. Like, the fuck? Damn.
Matt Castle to Cordarrelle Patterson, touchdown. It's like, what is going on? Now we got to march back. Joe Flacco to Marlon Brown, touchdown. That's the game. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Whew. I know.
That's what I'm talking about. They was right to red zone. They kept having to jump back to that game. Yeah. It was just like, all right, they scored. Oh, we're back again. And it's just like, all right, just keep the game here then.
God, that rest on me making you lazy as fuck. You're like, I can't leave the television because it's always going to be a fucking something to watch.
And then, I mean, whew, that was a great game. Ray Rice looked pretty good. Joe Flacco, yeah, he had an okay game. Could have been better. Their defense, though, was oof. Especially in that last fourth quarter, no defense was playing well. I don't know what was going on. It was like defense wasn't even on the field.
Yeah.
But, ooh. And who, if y'all caught the end of that Pittsburgh Steelers game, ooh. Antonio Brown.
Man.
Ooh, I feel so bad for you. I felt so bad. My wife's a Steelers fan, so we were just like, oh, my God, that is one of the best. That is the player of the year. And it was just like, oh, he was out of bounds. I'm like, oh, are you serious? Then looking at it in slow-mo, you're like, yeah, he stepped out of bounds. Shit. It was like, dang,
I was sitting there and I got Antonio Brown and I was like, oh, shit, he about to take it back? Oh, fuck. But yeah, you're like, okay, they just doing a little throwing.
Yeah, it was like, all right, they just around. Doing a lateral and you're just like, wait. He's breaking. Okay, wait. Oh, he's going.
Then you saw that
you're
line.
Like, you're like, touchdown. Oh, snap. I didn't see anything because there was so much snow. You couldn't tell. You're like, whoa. Oh, yeah, he stepped out. Like, dang.
Snow was
the story of the day. Yeah, that was just insane. That Lions and Philly game. I don't even know how these fools even passed the ball. Because I'm like,
it looked cold. I'm sitting here watching it.
Yeah, I'm cold watching it.
It's been cold all week out here in L.A. I mean, like, really cold.
Yeah.
Cold for L.A. We like, and I saw that and I was like, yep, it ain't that cold here.
Yeah. They talking about the Broncos game supposed to be, like, negative. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Woo.
Like, yeah, dude.
That feeling, you like, who the fuck? No, man. No, I'm not coming to that game.
You know, I'm watching that crap at home, son. Are you serious?
I've been to football games when it's like brisk.
Yeah.
It's cold in them stadiums. And I'm like, in the snow? Hell no. I can't even see. I look at the TV like, I can barely see that shit. You want me to actually like go outside? I mean, yeah, if I can walk to the stadium,
yeah,
I probably might. But if I got to drive, hell no. Nah. Shit. Deal with that black eyes.
Man.
It ain't the black eyes' fault. That the white snow making it hard for everybody to see.
Oh, that is great. But yeah, I mean, that game was unreal. I had Matt Stafford on my fantasy league, and I didn't even realize what the condition was going to be. I was just like, shit, I should have benched him.
Yeah, it's hard to bench him.
I was like, gee whiz.
They lose again.
Yep. Like, they can't get it right, man. They have it in their grasp. And then what happens, of course, Green Bay wins. Of course they do. Like, oh, gee whiz. Green Bay about to come back and snatch the division back.
Yeah, because you already heard Aaron Rodgers like, I ain't getting on the bench.
And now I can't blame him. He's like, oh, yeah, Detroit's losing. I'm coming back so we can win the division, go to the playoffs. Because if Detroit was clearly up and clearly about to clinch the division, I think it would be a no-brainer to sit Aaron Rodgers. If you ain't going to the playoffs, don't play him. But the fact now that they've won today, Detroit's losing, Chicago looks iffy. I'm like, well, yeah.
If Chicago wins, they have the Well, Detroit beat them.
Yeah.
So they'll have them. I mean, you'll be tied. Like, really? Y'all should have been up by. You should be up by fucking 2-3 games.
At least. So, oh, goodness gracious.
And Chicago playing Dallas on Monday night. So that's a toss up. And then Philly. I mean, because shit, both of these teams need that game.
Yeah.
Because Philly right now is in the lead 8-5. Neither team needs a loss.
Not at all.
Which might make this game real good.
Ooh.
I can't believe it.
And then,
man, go ahead. What you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was shit. Kansas City. Oh,
Are we done with the RG3 now? Can he be benched? Is it time? What? Is it time to bench RG3?
But I mean,
three?
Granted, if it's 45-10,
45 points,
you need to get your ass out the game. I mean, even if you are the great. You'd really have to be a top four quarterback, and it's just one of them days to get left. And otherwise, if you marginal or iffy, just come out.
Sit your ass down.
Bring in the backup.
45 points. to 10. Like, y'all couldn't even score. Oh, my God.
So we was talking about that. We was like, them three losses by Kansas City, like, they going to come in there pissed.
And demolishing fools. And if you started Jamal Charles, man, he has just been the MVP of Fantasy League. He
if
is
you
just
ain't been, starting Jamal Charles.
Something wrong with you. Because he has been MVP caliber. Because, my goodness, he has been rolling.
Shit, 19 for 151. God damn, almost 8 yards a carry. Damn.
Everybody sets this standard of like of these dudes. This is why I say you gotta feed these cats. I'm like, Jamal Charles is 5'11, 200 pounds. You telling me there's some of these cats who 220 and 225 you can't get 20 carries to? Get these. I'm so sick of this two running backs. Get these fools the ball, man. Give them the ball. Jamal Charles touches that crap at least 20 plus a game. Easily. And he had that one season with the torn ACL. Yep. He's been fine ever since. Clearly he can take the load. Start giving these fools some carries. Cause he is a beast. He's a monster, man. Give him to Denver. Please. We'd be crushing everybody. No, that wouldn't even that's some real man.
Sure as hell ain't gonna give him to.
That's some real Madden right there, boy. But yeah, Kansas City, their defense looks back to business.
See, this is the other one that's gonna leap the Broncos. I mean, of course, how can you not get your ass kicked? Report comes out that Mike Shanahan did not like Dan Snyder's treatment of RG3, giving him the keys is yours and everybody else matters and you matter and everybody else don't.
Basically.
And the rumors that he actually was thinking about leaving. I guess if they didn't make the playoffs and he kept going, he would have just quit.
It brings to my mind, I'm just like, well, clearly it wasn't Mike Shanahan, you know, pumping his head up and doing all this stuff. So, I mean, if the owner, because I mean, for me, if I am the owner of a team and my quarterback is doing all this hooting and hollering and ain't getting no production done on the field, I'm having a conversation with him myself. Shut the hell up. Sit down, go over your playbook, whatever you need to do, and get this team back on track. I don't want to see a commercial. I don't want to hear you on the radio. I don't want to hear anything from you. Sit your butt down and play. That's it. Because guys do all these endorsements and all this stuff and get their heads pumped up and are feeling themselves. And then the moment of clarity comes, oh, well, maybe I do need to get myself together because Washington looks garbage. RG3 looks garbage. Mm-hmm. And at this point, does not look like the RG3 of last year. Does not look like he was worthy of the number two pick in the draft.
No, he's not.
Clearly.
He's looking bad. I mean, yeah, Daniel Snyder, of course, we can tell. It's always, you know, be about RG3. You know, Alfred Morris was balling last season. And it don't look like he's doing much now.
And now the questions are arising. Should they have traded all that stuff to go up and get RG3? Because let's not forget, I mentioned it on one of our previous recordings, they don't have a first-round pick in this upcoming draft. That is one of the picks that still went to St. Louis. So St. Louis might have a top-5 pick to improve their team. And probably could get a quarterback for themselves. So who knows? I don't know. But
my thing is you drafted two quarterbacks. I mean, honestly, look, if like
it made sense.
They're 3-10.
Yep.
I mean, straight up, you're 3-10.
Give Kirk Cousins a chance.
Put Kirk Cousins in.
Give him a chance. I mean, I'm just saying.
Look, because you can be like, honestly, dude, you ain't
clearly. You're not producing.
You're not producing. You clearly are not 100%. You just look off. Let's just rest your ass.
Yeah, we'll start fresh next year.
He might get mad, like, why are you putting it? But that's what
that's what Mike Shanahan,
guess what? He know he's gone.
Thank you. You might as well.
Right. If you don't, especially like, all right, if you don't bench him for the next game, okay. But the last two, sit your ass down, please.
Who
they got? Okay. At Atlanta.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose that one. Because Atlanta's Roddy White has been playing well, is healthy again. They're going to lose.
They just lost to Green Bay.
They're ready to win.
If they lose at Atlanta, the next game is that Dallas, New York. Sit down. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Let's just play Kirk Cousins and see what we got.
Yep. And just to mention, we got to talk about this. Mike Tomlin, Cha-ching, cha-ching. They got your pocket, son. $100,000. God, and I know he's preaching this whole, I didn't do it intentionally. Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, dude. You were caught red-handed. So just give it up, man. I know you're trying to say it wasn't intentional and all that, you nonsense. But look, man, we all saw it. We all saw you smile after it was done. We all know you did it on purpose. So take the punishment. I don't think they should dock them a draft pick.
Hell no.
That's excessive. That's like, all right, come on, man. It wasn't the team who did this. Not like the owner told him to go do that. This is something the coach did on his own terms. Fine him 100 G's, fine. I can understand something if it was similar to Spygate, where the team basically was doing it. Everybody had knowledge of it. That's one thing. But you just had a coach who did a stupid thing on his own choice on the football field. Just find him the 100 G's and keep it pushing. Don't find the team dock the team a draft pick just because, you know, the coach chose to do something stupid. That's not right.
No, I could see if they were going to find a team because, you know, they did it with Spygate. Mm-hmm. They did it with a Bounty Gate. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to find a team 100,000, okay.
Fine.
But taking the actual pick.
That's excessive.
Yeah, I've been telling folk on Twitter, Roger Goodell is going to start fining the team for all these players' mistakes. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a DUI? All right, the team getting fined, too.
Yep.
Now, oh, your player PED use? Okay, you getting fined, too. I swear I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to say sayonara to Gary Kubiak. Well, I actually thought he'd get let go at the end of the season. I didn't expect him to be like, all right, you lost 11 in a row.
Well, at this point, it's about to be 14 in a row. I said last week, I was like, if they beat Jacksonville, which they didn't beat Jacksonville, so it was just like, all right, well, now they're about to lose every other game. So they will be picking Teddy Bridgewater come next season, and Mike Shanahan, that's probably where he'll land. That's my guess.
Oh, okay.
I think that's where Mike Shanahan will go. His son, Kyle Shanahan, was there as an offensive coordinator at one point. He has ties to Bob McNair, so... I can see the fit. The philosophy doesn't really have to change. He still runs a 3-4. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense, but we'll see.
Oh, yes. To my folk, John and Rivers out in the with the Ink Crew. I know they hard Texans fans. He was just like, yeah, we ain't winning no more games.
Dude,
like,
thank you. I'm glad you feel me, brother. I'm glad you feel me because, God, they need help, man. I feel so bad for Texan fans. I don't think they've had a season this bad since they were in expansion.
They've just been underachieving like hell lately, the last few years. Like, you clearly had the talent on both ends.
This is the ultimate underachievement.
Oh, this is bad. Like,
I'm like, y'all were pegged as possible Super Bowl contenders, and now you are the worst team in the league.
Yeah, we'll see if they get the most underachieving team. Them and Atlanta right now are neck and neck.
We saw what Kansas City was able to do last year. They were the worst team in the league. They had talent, though. Brought in a new coach, were able to get it together and turn their season around. Houston has talent.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? You get a good coach.
You get a good quarterback.
You still got Aaron Foster coming back next year. Still got Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins. Owen Daniels is coming back next. They have talent.
You get a healthy defense.
You still got Matt Schaub.
Nah.
If you want to keep him or not, whatever.
Nah, they're going to probably just keep Keenum as the backup.
Now, depending on that, you may keep Wade Phillips. Who knows? Yeah. But you got talent on defense. So, I mean, who knows? They could bounce back next year, be playoff contenders again, which I personally expect them to do. I don't expect them to be this bad.
They're going to bounce back. Because they're only just going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the Colts don't look all that. I mean, they've been winning. I don't think they were into one today.
No, they got smacked by the Cincinnati Bengals, sir. Smacked by Mr. Andy Dalton. Andrew Luck needs help. He needs help. Clearly. He needs some serious help. I mean, I said last week, clearly Reggie Wayne was the best offensive weapon he had. That's just without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody else has done anything since he got hurt, so... Oh, man, very unfortunate, but they'll still clinch the division by default to an extent.
That's it. Oh, they have.
Oh, well, there you go. They clinched the division already by default because their division's terrible. And they'll...
That's what I'm talking about,
I'm not expecting anything really from them in the playoffs, and we'll see.
That's why Houston got to be pissed. These fools is 8-5. And they're going to win it. They clinch the division.
Already. Like, are y'all serious? Yep. Nobody put up a fight. That's a very sad thing.
Teddy Bridgewater going to Texas.
Yep. And you're going to Houston. Get your bags packed and get ready. Yeah, that's where you going to be, sir. No Marcus Mariota. Unless we have a... Oh, do it. Should I go ahead and say it? Unless we have a... Johnny Football.
Oh, shit.
He's Texas A&M. It is Houston. I'm just putting two and two together.
Yeah, it's possible.
We got Bob McNair versus Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Who's running Houston? Who's running Texas? Is it Dallas? Is it Houston? We bring in some Johnny Manziel. You know we got them hardcore Texas fans down there. I am just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We all know there was speculation he could have took Vince Young because Vince Young was a Houston native, played in Texas. He chose to go a different direction. But I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. You got Marcus Mariota who dropped out. So that kind of boosted Johnny Manziel's stock up a little bit. He's probably the number two quarterback, quote unquote, behind Teddy Bridgewater. He's excitement. He brings all the flash and flair. Your team needs a spark. I'm just putting the dots together. I'm just saying.
Nah, I feel you. They should end up getting the number one pick. And then
they're going to get the number one pick. Without any no shoulda. They're going to get the number one pick.
No, you take
it. You should take Teddy Bridgewater. I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
Nah, it's
we're going to have people. They need to pick Johnny. They got to pick Johnny.
Oh, shit.
They got to pick Johnny. It's Texas.
No, you can't. Like, they ain't falling for that shit. And they're like, we making this pick right. We seen how the Andrew Luck RG3 shit going.
We got to pick the next RG3.
Shit. Got me looking at Russell Wilson. I mean, after last weekend, is he in the MVP
and
discussion?
There it is. That's the reason, too. You ain't got to be all that big.
Right.
The size isn't really all that a factor. Right. Oh, here we go. I'm just throwing it.
You got a running game. You got defense. You have a number one wide receiver option.
Thank you. It's all coming together. Johnny Manziel, number one pick, Houston Texans. And I'm going to burst out laughing if I see that. I'm telling you. I'm going to laugh my butt off. I'm going to laugh. Johnny Manziel, the number one pick.
No.
Ugh.
I mean, you already seen Bridgewater. He starred in the beating Cincinnati.
The comeback.
Yeah, 255, three touchdowns and an interception.
What are you going to do?
I mean, he's balling.
He's balling. Thank you. He's been one of the most, if not the most consistent quarterback this season, opposite of Marcus Mariota, who said he's not coming out for the draft. So, I
feel he's the best pro quarterback. Yeah. That's what matters. I mean, you put the numbers up, but it's all about who's the best pro quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And, jumping into college football, it has been made very easy.
Yeah.
The voters, there won't be any drama this year. Nope. There won't be any of that. Well, does this team deserve to get in? Well, what about this team? Well, you know what's close? Nope.
We all know. It was easy. Florida State, it was like, oh, Auburn won. Ohio State lost. For sure.
Yeah.
Easy. Done. We already got it. Check it. Florida State, Auburn. Done. Done deal. And famous Jameis, go ahead and give him the Heisman. That was easy.
Oh, yeah. First off, that Auburn-Missouri game was awesome.
That was great. That was great. That was
just
a very
back
good
and
game.
Forth. How much they put up on
the I board? Like this this James Franklin kid, the quarterback from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I think he's going to do some damage. Give him a chance.
Their story was 545 yards rushing.
That's the only thing that annoys me with Auburn. They can't pass. It's like, is it really going to be that exciting? That's just my question. Everybody's talking about we need the exciting game for the national title, but I'm like, you got famous Jameis who's about to go back there and just sling the ball all over the place. Then you got Auburn who runs the spread, who runs the run option, and all they do is run. They don't throw the ball. And for me, most of the most exciting plays are from throwing the ball. But you're not really going to see that from Auburn. So I'm like, is it really the exciting game everybody's going to think it is? I'm not sure. I know Florida State's going to be bombing on them fools.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they kicked Duke's ass. I mean,
clearly was going to do it.
I mean, granted, let's speak on his shit since we're talking about Florida State. He dodged a bullet. With everything I've read, you know, them saying like he was mad to be multiple people in the room. She got dropped off on the corner, off the scoot. I'm like, what the fuck?
Her
like,
blood, damn. Her blood alcohol was that was so high.
I don't know. So I don't know what specifically happened. It, maybe, you know, she could have picked the wrong person. Maybe, you know, somebody's covering it up. Whatever happens, there wasn't enough evidence to prove it. He's lucked out.
My thing was
know, it's a sad situation because it's just great. Only them two know what really went down.
So they didn't really have any evidence to begin with, so they dropped it, and I guess it was closed in February. And now they reopen it, and they still don't have enough evidence. So what?
Right. I mean, that's the thing.
What was solved here? All that happened throughout this whole process is Jameis Winston now has a somewhat of a red flag next to him. What else? We don't know. Nothing else was really accomplished from that.
Nope.
Other than this kid now has a little bit of a black eye on his mark.
You know, they brought up the whole BB gun shit and
find out. That's what happens. Now let's start digging to see what else he done did. Oh, he shot a BB gun. Really? Right.
He's stealing some
soda. Oh, he stole some soda. He's the fucking 19-year-old. Are y'all kidding me?
Right.
Leave him alone.
Right. Now if he did do it, then yeah, that's fucked up and he should be punished as
definitely.
Else.
I don't condone sexual assault and all that
shit. If he didn't do it and had nothing to do with it, it becomes fucked up because now he's labeled.
Exactly.
Forever. All you have to do is just be like you was accused of it and
but now with all the petty crap that he did with the BB gun, leave that
but
shit.
But we know in this industry, you win. We don't really give a fuck.
If he wins that national championship, ain't nobody gonna care.
Ain't nobody gonna talk about what he was.
Nope.
What he did. He's gonna.
He going to Disney World.
Yep. Heisman championship.
Yep.
Attention. Where you going? I'm coming. I'm going to Disneyland and get my dick sucked. Cause just because I was accused don't mean girls ain't gonna want fuck.
Exactly. So you better put your guard up now, though, sir. You better.
You
put
was accuser, but that Heisman next to you looking mighty fine.
I see the dollar signs. Yeah. Oh my goodness! But
yeah, so he's put up the number, and it's basically the most exciting player versus the best team in the conference in the SEC. That's what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
it's basically the SEC, and then whoever the other best team is in the league. And if it happens to be from the SEC, then we love it even more.
Yep.
But he's
college got what they wanted.
Yep.
They got what they wanted. Did. They wanted this game. Ohio State was in the way, and Ohio State. You made it easy for them.
That's fucked up. You won like 25 straight. And I told Jonathan, this national championship is basically who can put on the most exciting game and got some name.
And that's why I question if this is going to be the most exciting
This is
game,
not so. Who are the – to me, it's not who are the two best teams in the league. It's who can put on the most exciting game
who
and
can,
you happen
who
to be –
who can give us the most money.
Yeah, who's going to be the biggest draw? The SEC got rabid-ass fans, so they got to have a team in there.
So does Florida State with the South.
Why don't you just stamp it? An SEC team is going to make it. I thought that Ohio State, once I saw they were down, I was like, oh, even if they come back, it's not going to matter. Mm-mm. Once Auburn put on the next – if the Auburn game, if they won and it was an ugly-ass win, then if Ohio State won, they'd have been locked in automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it was a great game – never mind the fact that there was no defense played. It was a great game. It was exciting. We loved it. Oh, shit. They getting in.
Yep.
So all we need now is Ohio State to not impress us. And Michigan State did the damn thing.
Exactly.
Shout out to Letitia over there at the ladies' launch. She called it. She was like, my Spartans about to get in that ass. And I was like, we'll see. And then they got in that ass. Like, all right, hold everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody from the South and the SEC is just like, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
We get
thank
the you. South, baby. Bama and Florida.
We're going to send you some flowers.
Yep. Right? Sweet.
This whole bullshit is like, shit, Alabama playing like, stop. Come on. Fuck.
Oh, man.
I'm like, leave that shit alone.
Yeah, that's for the birds.
So that's going to be a good matchup.
Yep.
Stanford beat Arizona State.
Mm.
38-14 going to the Rose Bowl.
Yes, sir. They're going to be playing at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. And then Baylor, first time they won their division out, their conference outright.
God.
Whooping Texas ass.
Oof. Mack Brown may retire. And for what I'm hearing, Nick Saban is taking his spot. What?
Yeah, I remember hearing that. I'm like, that would be tempting.
No, but man. No, he's a king.
That's the thing.
I understand it's Alabama, and you got Texas, and that is just like very tempting.
Well, because it's like night and day.
Yeah.
In Texas, I do agree with most people. I do think Texas is a top three damn job.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
However, the fact that he is coaching in Alabama.
He is the king.
Right.
He can't do no wrong.
No.
He probably can do anything besides murder, and it will not be looked, and it'll be, they'll just look at the other way. Just like, here's Nick Saban.
Right. You coach in the best conference, in the number one conference in the league.
Yep.
You get all the NFL.
Best you get the best talent.
Right. And that ain't no point. You recruit. I mean, you've been up there.
You get what you want. He ain't got to pay for nothing probably. He's
you
living
going
in.
For your third straight, and the only reason you didn't get in is because you lost. I mean, come and they still only they didn't even drop you. They dropped you to fourth.
Living like a king, dude. You gotta stay. You gotta stay and just ride it out. I say he just stays and retires. Period. Just do like some of the greats do and just stay for like 30 years and just build a powerhouse and just go in the wind.
Yeah, if he's tempted, he might. But I don't know.
And then the big news out here in the West Coast. Chris Peterson is moving from Boise on over to UW.
Man, after he done turned down the SC job, Steve Sarkisian was like, I'm out. I'll take the SC job.
He was fine.
Wow, okay. I guess SC people just feel like they need to get an SC guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always about who we – let's get an SC
politics,
person.
Politics, man. It's all politics. And I think for Chris, I don't know – if Chris Peterson is a guy who really wanted to be in the spotlight like that, yeah. I mean, you're in Boise, Idaho. I mean, Boise State was great. I mean, still is great. And they're doing their thing, winning their conference. But, I mean, it's not
SC.
Yeah, it's a weak conference. And you go into UW, it's not SC, like Chris said. I mean, you get to go to a great state of Washington. Mm-hmm. It's very nice up there. Yep, no state tax. And you get to play in a power conference.
Mm-hmm.
So
number two conference in the league.
And I mean, they have some talent from what Sark brought over, but I mean, he can mold it and do what he can do for it. I mean, clearly he's a good recruiter.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. So, I mean, if he can turn that team around, man.
I mean, he's still up in the north, so maybe he still get them kids from the north. You know,
and I'm sure he wants to play in a national championship at some point. And, I mean, he knew he wasn't going to get that opportunity at Boise State.
He'd
it just wasn't going
to
happen.
Yeah.
That everything would have to sway the correct way.
Even if he went undefeated, it wouldn't matter.
Like, those years, they were just going undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, well, they don't play nobody.
Right. Can they get in?
Well, we'll rather have a 10-2 SEC team.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's not even fair, but all right.
And I ain't mad at Orgeron for being like, nah, I'm not going
to. I was not mad at him for being pissed off. He did all that. We all knew. If he didn't beat UCLA, it was like, oh, that's our out from him. That's the out.
Right.
And it was just like, fuck. He ain't getting hired. But to pick Steve Sarkisian, that threw me for a loop. I was like, Steve Sarkisian? And then his punk ass lied on the radio. I had an interview for the job. You know who he almost sounded like? Almost sounded like that Rick James on Dave Chappelle. Know what I look like stomping on them niggas' couches? Yeah, I went ahead and stomped on them niggas' couches. That's exactly what it almost sounded like to me. He's like, I didn't do the interview. Like, yeah, we know you did the interview, dude.
Bring up that Nick Saban.
Come on.
No reason I am leaving Miami. Like, oh, take an Alabama job. I mean, yes, you can't go on and just be like, hey, I interview for this job, and I'm taking it. Peace.
Yep.
So I get that. I mean, they got to keep it hush-hush. That's why you don't believe the shit they say. You just like, you have to say it so you don't get any backlash.
Yeah.
I get that. But, yeah, I wasn't mad. I'm like, you want the head coaching job. You don't want to just be the assistant. If they clearly do not want to give you the head coaching job now, when there's not a whole crop of talent, there's not a guy that was like, oh, shit.
We got to hire him.
We can get Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
you know, once dude from
once Kevin Sumlin signed his extension, yeah, that was it. Like, really. It was like, okay, we'll get whoever.
Yeah, but now we'll just pick. So
hey, Orgeron's gonna get a job somewhere.
Oh no,
he will. And all I got to say is SC better hope he don't start performing that well and become one of the top coaches in the freaking nation, because then y'all gonna look stupid.
Oh, they will.
So
I mean, so it looks like it's going to be some good games. You got Florida State, Auburn, and national championship.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ohio State, Clemson, Orange Bowl, Oklahoma State, Missouri, Cotton, Oklahoma, Auburn, and the Sugar Bowl, Fiesta, UC Taylor. Of course, the Rose Bowl, Stanford, Michigan State.
Yes, sir.
So that should be the outlook. It's going to be some good ones for sure. And let's get through these quick, since I know we're running out of time. Hop into some baseball. Niggas are getting paid.
Hey, 200 plus. I thought that's what Kershaw was going to get. I mean, I didn't think Robinson Cano was going to get 200 plus. $240 million.
$10 and 10 years. To go play where? Seattle.
Seattle Mariners. Who, oh, my
God. All about the money.
That's where you go to die. That's where your career goes to die.
For the love of my name.
I'm just seriously, dude, because golly, now he's getting paid. Clayton Kershaw's getting $300 million, and then Mike Trout's getting $400 million.
Mike Trout, $300 million.
He's getting $400 million.
His agent is like, everybody who's better than Robinson Cano, and they all know they're better than Robinson Cano, they're like, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Because I'm like, that means we getting $250 minimum. Like, no, he got $240. You got to at least give me 10 years, 240. God. Baseball must have, you must have to get at least $10 million. Because like,
at this point, you, they got to get a salary cap. This is freaking stupid and ridiculous. Where are y'all getting the money to pay all these people? I mean, what? $240 million? Dollars?
When A-Rod got that money, I was like, who the fuck is worth $250 million?
Robinson,
you
Cano
better
apparel.
Sell the fuck out. This stadium every damn night.
And Robinson Cano, I mean, let's be real. He's a good player, but he's not a super duper star draw. So I'm like, what are you giving these cats who are super duper stars? I'm like, Kershaw getting 300, period. I said 200, he's getting three.
And this whole, you know, what did Jay-Z do to get the money? And was that the best?
He did what Scott Boras did. Like, he did what Drew Rosenhaus did. He did what all the agents do.
He's a fucking agent.
He negotiated.
Like, oh, Jay-Z didn't do it. Like, he's an agent.
He played hard bargaining with both teams.
Everybody else was, when Josh Hamilton got overpaid, nobody was like, who fill in the agent's name. What was he doing? The thing you like, the player wanted the damn money.
Yep.
He could have been like, you know, I want to go to a winning team and I'm willing to sacrifice and take a little under $200 million. Because, like, hell no, the Yankees wasn't going to give him that money.
Mm-hmm.
But let's give Jacoby Ellsbury some money then.
7 years, 100 and some, I mean.
Like, yeah, you were like, word? Okay. I mean,
but I mean, they also got Brian McCann. So
Carlos Beltran.
Carlos Beltran.
3 for $45. God.
Hey, they putting together some pieces. So I mean, they were able to use that money elsewhere, and Jesus, but
he's
these cats are getting paid.
Damn, he overpaid.
This is why your kids need to play baseball. Cause y'all can make some serious dough.
Yeah, Curtis Granderson, 4 years, 60 goes.
Jeez. You serious, man? $15 million a year, like, oh, come on. Yeah. I need to go play baseball.
But I guess that's good, because if you good, you just like, I'm making 20.
Like, serious.
Damn.
Ugh, it's not even funny. Yeah, baseball definitely needs to have a salary cap. This is just getting out of control and stupid. It's like those damn rookie contracts used to be with the NFL. Yeah. You come out as a rookie, you get 60 mil guaranteed. Like, what the f-?
Yeah.
I've been playing in the league 15 years, and I still ain't made $60 million. And you get it as a signing bonus.
For your a rookie. You
nigga, what?
You ain't played a game. It was like the NBA. We was like, what, Glenn Robinson? I want to be the first rookie with a $100 million contract. You like, the fuck? You ain't. What you doing? You ain't done nothing yet.
So, I mean, they're going to get a cap eventually. They just have to. There's no question about that. They have to.
Yeah.
Period. Period.
Because they just like giving out dumbass long deals. Like, nobody ever gets like. Like Beltran, I guess, oh, it's because you're old. But niggas be getting 5+ years.
It's like, come on.
And
man.
I'm 32. Sign me for the next 10 years. You like, why? I'll pay you handsomely for the next three. How about
crazy.
That?
That's crazy.
And then in the World Cup, that was a damn party. I saw it for like a couple minutes, and I was like, the fuck is going on? I was like, oh, they announcing the World Cup. This is like a big-ass deal. Can I get me a drink?
Man.
What's this shit?
Hey, it's serious. This is why it's the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah, it is.
The world takes it seriously. And, of course, again, the U.S. got the short end of the stick when it came to the group.
Got group G, aka the group of death.
Like, oh, my gosh, man. But, I mean, looking at the group, we're going to get our asses kicked. I can't even knock it.
Germany, Portugal, and Ghana.
Great. But, I mean, let's be real. The U.S. is the last to catch up when it comes to soccer. So, I mean, all these other countries, they've been playing the game for years and years and years and years. So, in their eyes, we're still learning the game to an extent. We are not professional like they are. I know we tried to have the whole MLS and all that nonsense, but
it worked.
We ain't like the Euros. And
well, soccer's never going to be even a top four sport
in America,
this country.
No.
It's not even going to, it will never crack the top three.
Nope.
And it's popular enough, and because everything is global now, that, I mean, people like it, the MLS helps, but we're never going to send our best athletes to the World Cup because our best athletes are like, the money ain't in soccer.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
All of them like getting these linebackers and these guys, you're like, I'm going to play American football.
Yep, I'll play rugby.
Yep, I'll play basketball. Shit.
Oh, man.
And quickly, give our picks since this will probably go up before these games is over. Who you like, Panthers, Saints?
I'm going to give it to the Saints. I mean, they're playing at home. I can't go against them. They won like 10 straight on primetime at home. So I got to give it to Drew Brees. I know last week he took a beating going against Seattle. I know he's ready for some payback. This is a big division game. They got to win this game to stay ahead of Carolina for the division. So I expect Drew Brees to pull it out.
Yeah, I know they played two times in the next couple of weeks, but yeah, I think at home, I think the Saints are going to take this. And who's going to be the laughingstock on Monday? Cowboys at the Bears.
Well, I'm just going to say it's going to be the Cowboys just because they always seem to do this to us. When it looks like they're ready to bounce back and do something great, they fall apart. And Chicago has to win this game to stay alive in their division.
Right.
And I'm sure they saw that Detroit lost, so they know they have to strike. Josh McCown has been very well since replacing Jay Cutler. Don't know if Jay Cutler's coming back for this game, but Matt Forte, he can run, man. He's been beasting all year. I think he can run on Dallas, and I think Tony Romo is going to do something to screw it up.
Okay, but you like the Cowboys winning?
No,
you like the Bears?
No,
you
I like the Bears winning
really?
This one, yes.
I think the Cowboys going to win this. I think if they're smart, they'll feed DeMarco Murray. I mean, the Alshon Jeffrey Brandon Marshall combination is deadly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the way the Bears have been looking at times too, I think they'll just do something that's just going to be sad that a national television that's going to have their fans
that can't get it right.
Shaking their head. Somebody going to leave that game shaking their head like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not. It ain't my team.
Exactly. My team won, so I'm good.
But it's going to be last city and should actually be a shootout.
Hope so.
Come on, Cowboys. Don't be the
don't be the laughing stock.
Yeah, don't be on the front page coming Tuesday because you know you might.
Yep.
Not you either, Jerry Jones. Please don't say nothing. We want to thank y'all for tuning into the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. As always, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We are brought to you by the Black Is Network. Let us know your thoughts. Leave us 5-star ratings on iTunes. Subscribe. Listen to all the other podcasts we have on the Black Is Network. We got The Break with KC Lehman.
Going on, sister.
Brother Malcolm with Culture Connection.
Brother Malk.
You know, I'm trying to get some other shows coming down the pipeline. So just check us out. You can also find us on www.blackisonline.com. Just put in Brothers Lehman, and you'll find us, and you can always comment there. If you want to hit us up directly, please do. We love to hear your feedback. Reach us via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @brotherslehman. You can leave us a voicemail at 323-455-4219. I also want to give a shout out to everybody that's in that Support Your Own movement. A lot of great podcasters out there. My folk from In Deep, Black Astronauts, and the Ladies Launch,
yep.
Mr. Moody.
Mood.
Downtown Black and Brown.
Yes, sir.
Brown Skin and Glasses.
Yes, sir.
The Guy Who Tips.
Yes, sir.
Tons of y'all. Mm-hmm. For discussion, what's going on, Jay? It's a lot of y'all. So we always appreciate it. Please check them out and check us out as well.
Yeah, definitely. So definitely want to give shouts out to all those podcasters out there. Keep doing your thing. Keep living strong. Keep preaching that knowledge to everybody. And we'll definitely keep listening to y'all. So definitely support your own. Definitely want to thank y'all for listening. For those of y'all who have continued to listen to us, we appreciate it. Keep on listening. And for the new listeners, tell your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, your dogs, your cats, birds, gerbils, snakes, insects, anybody. Tell the babies too. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, from Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop science like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass as I create. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. Isn't burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger. I said, get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rain, it pours. Up my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what Razak the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hog shit. So I take your ass out quick, the mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, and cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Same on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Same on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Same on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What? My nigga. Same with you. Same with you when you stepped up to. Same with you when you stepped up to. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn.